Okay, let's begin. We're up to Simon Kuf, Samaches, and Tzuras, Tzuras. Okay, Simon says in the Pasuk, L'sas niti lohei chesef. It says in the Pasuk, not make with me lohei chesef, the Kibbutz Rabbosin, Zichon Levracha, the Zeu Asar Shalom, the Tzair Tzuras, She, Bamadar Ho'elya. And this is a very big topic. You're not allowed to go make images of the constellations, of the sun and the moon, things that are in the upper sphere. Visheba modra tachlin, to make an image of something that's sheba modra tachlin. The hainu, leisasim kidmus shamoshe, hamashamshim lufondi, do not make a picture of an image of something that serves before me. Lachin, therefore, also the tsire tsuas arba ponim, sheba merkava. You're not allowed to make the image of the four ponim on the merkava. Okay, so those are the, what are the four ponim on the merkava? That's the kruv. We don't even know what that is exactly. The tsura of an a lion. That's the Ari, and the Nesher. The Nesher is the eagle, and then there is the Shar. The Shar. So whatever that means exactly. Now let me make all the tzar tzuros arba ponim shem merkav. Let's see. Vitzuros shesrofim veifanim malachi hashareis v'chein os letzar tzuros chamo. Here is the thing that's really nogia for us. Okay, the other things I'm not exactly, but the main, you're not going to make the two of the chama, ulavana, vikoychavim. The afilu, enum, boltois, also lasois, and even if they are not three-dimensional, they're not embossed, it is also to make, we'll see them on the bottom of in a moment. The afilu, beshvil, oivikoychavim, azolos, even if you're not making it for yourself, you're making it on behalf of an anjou, it's also avala, hashoisan, bebayis, if you did not make them, someone else made them, and you wanted to keep them in the house, in Einam Boltos Mutarnif, as long as they are not embossed, it's mutar, it's not three-dimensional. Rak Shalo Yoimar L'Eina Yehudi La'asoyis, and you should not tell the non-Jew to make them, Yishum De'amira L'Eina Yehudi Osa B'chol Ho'esurin, and Amira to an Eina Yehudi is also b'chol harsim k'moy be is a Shabbos, just like in Emir a Shabbos, you know, tell a guy to do malacha, so you know, to tell a guy to do anything which Yusuf cannot do. Okay, let's go over here on the bottom. It explains in much more detail. The afilu einam boltois also lasaisan hamchaber kan hichriya k'atuei zaf. Shakosav lahachmer b'chol hatsua. Spain shikui, Spain boltos. Whether they are flat or whether they extend. Shikus means etched. They're etched in. Oy boltos. Avo medino da shulchan aruch v'hashach yesh chiluk d'davka b'chamo ulovano v'koychavim oy mazolo sasurim gam b'mishukoyim yishum d'nirin shukuin b'rakia. Only thing according to the Shulchan Aruch that is us, only the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations, because it appears they are shukuin birakia. They because that's how they appear to us. Avol shor hatsuos mutarim b'shukua al pi hadin. When it comes to, like we mentioned, making a picture of a person or the lion, the Nesher, all the various things on the Merkava, v'yatam mibnei b'kos she'ein osur ela b'doyme lohem, what's doyme? Hilka chambu levon v'kochavim sh'nirim k'shakur ma'asurim gam b'shakua v'shor atzuro sh'nirim b'boltois asur ma'al p'yadin davka b'boltois ela sh'roi l'hachmer I gam b'shakua k'atureizav. So he's basically saying is the same way it appears to us is what we're not allowed to do. So when it comes to the sun, the moon, and the stars, how do they appear to the naked eye? It appears like a picture. You don't really get a sense when you look at the sun, when you look at the moon, that
there is depth. It looks like it's embedded.
But it's insignificant, relatively speaking, since it's far.
Boiled.
It's not boiled. Since relatively speaking, from we cannot make contact with it. It appears to be flat. When it comes to the tzur of a human being, of a person, when it comes to the image of an animal. These are things which, to us, there is depth. The perception of a human being is these are three dimensions. So therefore, there is no prohibition. There is no prohibition for us to draw a portrait of a person or to take a picture. What are pictures? Pictures and portraits are not a problem. What about holograms? Okay, this is a very big issue. Are you allowed? Hologram is really what appears to the naked eye as a three-dimensional representation of the human being. However, there is no mamoshos. So it's very interesting. I never heard there's a prohibition to create a hologram. It's becoming very popular now in supermarkets and malls where they have holograms, where you see things, images that look like they're real people. Really, it's just light. So I don't know, but the basic society says, according to Shulchan Aruch, the only thing that it's also when it looks when the same way it looks to us, that is how we are forbidden to replicate it. Therefore, that has a chumra and a kula. When it comes to the sun, the moon, and the stars, the way it looks to us is flat. So we are not allowed to make the image of the sun, the moon, and the stars on a piece of paper. When it comes to a person, a human being, to us, we see the three dimensions of the person. There is no prohibition for us to draw the image on a piece of paper of a lion, of a of malachim, of angels, whatever type of understanding we have of angels, or of people, to draw portraits of people. There is no prohibition whatsoever.
So if we have the planets.
So that's usher. So you're right. So that's what he says. You're not allowed to make it, but you're allowed to buy it in the store.
So what about little kids that draw pictures of the sun?
That's a very big problem. There was once a bunch of letters in the flappish Jewish Journal a number of years ago, back and forth.
Well, now you're calling it real.
No, why? Because they had the weather. There was a whole bunch of letters. They had there the weather was. They had the weather for the week, or whatever it was, and they had a picture of the sun. So someone wrote in, "You're not allowed to draw a picture of the sun. What are you doing? You have a picture. You have the weather." So they said, "We'll consult with our rabbanim," and the rabbanim said, "You're right. You're not allowed to." So mikan l'haba, you don't have the whole sun. You only have a partial. The sun, you have the corner, a part of the sun.
First quarter moon.
That's halacha. You're not supposed to draw. You see the picture. You have the sun, just the corner of the sun, right? You put the picture. So enochnami, you're not supposed to draw the picture.
Three dimensions. He said only if it's flat.
No, but people, when it comes to the sun, the moon, and the stars, how do they appear to us? When you look up in the sky, what do you see? Do you perceive the depth of the sun? Do you perceive the depth of the moon? No, it's too far. When you look in the sky, you see what it looks like, a picture. It's just like a two-dimensional picture, flat picture. The same way you perceive it, that's what you're not allowed to do. I cannot put down on paper a picture of the sun, the moon, and the stars.
But a
what?
You build a three-dimensional.
That's even worse. Kol Shekhen, you can't do that. If you can't go, if you're not even allowed to make a representation of the sun, the moon, where it's flat, two-dimensional, Kol Shekhen, you're not allowed to make a three-dimensional representation of the sun and the moon.
So why are you allowed to draw a tree?
What? Because you are allowed to draw a tree, because a tree, well, first of all, there's no prohibition when it comes to the earth. The earth, you're allowed to. The earth is no, they make the earth. Doesn't make a difference. Le'sasun et. The pasuk, there is no prohibition anywhere in the Torah not to make a representation of the earth or something on the earth. Only the celestial creatures, which are things which appear on the Merkava. On the Merkava, there is the image of a human being, the image of a lion, the image of a shor, an axe, and the image of a nesher, of an eagle. So these four things, the pasuk says, you're not allowed to make a representation of on this world, because these things are considered to be E.T. together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What else besides the Malachim, the Kisei HaKavod with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The sun, the moon, and the stars. So we're not allowed to make a representation on this world of these things which are E.T. Lo'isasun E.T. However, along comes the Shulchan Aruch, and it's very makel, the Taz, and the Taz says, the rules are, you're only not allowed to make ET the way it appears to a person. When we look at the sun, the moon, and the stars, it appears to us in a two-dimensional form. So we're not allowed to make a two-dimensional form of the sun, the moon, and the stars. But when we try to imagine what it means, a nesher, an ari, a shar, and an adam, so we relate to these things with three dimensions, because we see animals all the time. So these things, there is no prohibition to draw a two-dimensional representation of. It's only what?
Malachim.
To make kruvim?
We don't see them.
Okay. I don't know.
Similar, but not exactly. Nothing to do with whatever. The Torah,
but like the menorah also, you have that, the idea.
Well, that's a halacha you can't make the kelim with the Beis HaMikdash. That's a separate halacha.
I read a tshuva on, you know, you see plaques on, people put plaques on a wall, and it's a picture of a menorah on the
right.
wall. If it's bolate, it becomes a
problem. If it's not bolate, he goes more, he explains in more detail. The second paragraph, the ayinon b'tureiz off. A picture that's made with ink is better, is less problematic than something that's shakua, that what's the word for shakua? That's etched, that's engraved. He says you can make it when it comes to just making a picture, a flat picture. It's not engraved. You can be lenient when it comes to the mazalos, the constellations. That's mutter. That's not equivalent to loisasun iti. Loisasun iti seems to be saying it has to be leaving, have be balua. Only it's prohibited when it's boilate. So there's some degree of a dimension. Aval hashach b'chnes agdei l'chilik al tureizav demokim sh'asa shakua asa gam tseva. He disagrees. There's no difference between something being engraved and something just being
you're having more of a desire with coins.
The coins are boilate.
Because
you have the picture of a person. Person is boilate on the coin.
Whatever it is.
It's boilate. So that's he talks. The ayin din a tzir b'tseva, a image with ink, din echa yeshla kishoykas is when it's engraved. Malkam sha'asa b'zeh asa gam b'zeh, he's very machmir. The kevon, the kigoyin b'mazolos, the chasav ad hashach, the kol malkam sha'asuri matzura stavka b'tzura shleimos. Okay, this leniency, this that we're machmir, you're not allowed to draw the image of the sun, the moon, the constellations, only when it's a complete image. But if you're not drawing the complete image, Aval kishachosa dover echad ain't also, then it's not also. The ariga, when you weave, shorgim beparoiches, ayin beshachonach, the zahavi kishaykas, this is also problematic. So if you go and you want to put on the parech, you want to go put the image of the sun, the moon, the lion. So why isn't it a problem? So why isn't it a problem?
I think it's because it's a half view, it's not.
They don't put the full lion?
See it right there.
When they show the lion, so, yeah?
Right there behind you.
It's a whole view.
I don't, we have to go look into this a little bit more. I don't know.
You always see the legs.
Okay, you know? Let's see. Let's go through the halachas. Then maybe if I have time, I'll try to do some research. We'll get some other things. Let's see what it says first over here. The chasavayin hashach. This we have a halacha. You're not going to make a picture of mazalos. Again, going back to the principle, the only time that's also is when you make the entire thing, the entire sun, the entire moon. When it comes to the mazalos, you have to have all 12 mazalos, like in Grand Central Station, right? Grand Central Station, they have on the ceiling all 12 mazalos. But let's say you're just painting a section of the 12 mazalos. If you just going to make one constellation 12-hour period of time, it's mutter.
Synagogue in West Hempstead that has
on the ceiling the entire 24 mazalos.
It has all the 12.
Cool, okay.
It's a symbol around.
I was there for the weekend, yes.
All of them, the whole constellation, the sky, let's see.
That's not the zodiac.
It's not allowed, or
what?
It's allowed or not?
I'm not sure. Let's see. He collaborates. It's better not. It's good with you. That's not really clear. Let's see. Okay, he talks about exactly this issue. Let's discuss it. He talks about this. One of the constellations is a lion. So, therefore, that appears to be problematic. The Olam is not needed to just make a line, because a line is only one of the 12 constellations. Each constellation has a different symbol. So if you're only going to draw one without the other 12, it's not problematic, according to the Chiddush of the Shach. Aval betas kosav defilu achi lo yitzari disagrees. Suras ilu v'saknes for another reason, because when you're bowing down, it's not a pili bowing down to a mazel. When you're bowing down, if on the ceiling on the wall there is the picture of a lion, you're bowing down to the lion. Ilu v'saknes says shelo yihin nirakim shtachav elohem. Next, the ayim darkim betshuva masherich beinim suras aroyosh oisim v'saknes al ha'orin hakodesh. You put a line, you make an image of a line on the orin hakodesh. Sheyesh mi shemamlitz al zeh. There are people that complain that's not correct. Indeed, they hold that you're not allowed to make a line on the Aron Kodesh because make a line on the Kodesh is one of the mazalos. Lesasun et is a violation. Lesasun et, especially when it's shakea boilet, especially the fancy ones, it's mamish boilet. They put padding inside of the line that sticks out. The aisle of Asher Kosam the oibin yatziyum be beisak neses. Okay, so he mentions it. It's not in passing, but he does seem to say that it's only one of twelve. It's not all of the mazalos. So therefore, there are grounds to be lenient. And certainly, if it's not boilate, what's called boilate? How thick do they actually come out of the poreches? What is that called? He mentioned ariga. Okay, this is a question. He's not coming to clarify. Let's go further. A base. Halacha base. You're not allowed to make the image of a person. Again, this is going to sheet of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We already learned in the Sh'anim Mitzinim Halacha that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is taking the sheet, the hard line of the Taz. We don't pass like the Taz. We pass like the Shach. That's much more lenient. The only time it's us to make the Tzur of an Adam is only when it's a three-dimensional image, a statue or the like, but not when it's just an image. But he's being machmer. Make a picture of a person, the portrait, even just the portrait of a face. Even to keep it in your house, a portrait of a person, until there's something lacking on the tsura of the person. The person is incomplete. You're missing a feature of the person. With two eyes and a nose, a profile from the side, then that according to the sheet of the Shach, that even the sheet of the Taz is not Osir. It's base on the bottom. Tzuras Adam, Hamachaber Kan Sosam Hadav of Leperish Imari Bitsua Boiletes or Tzir Bitseva. Okay, so first of all, the Machaber, the Kishach Noch has not been clear. He's not telling us if he's talking about a statue or he's talking about drawing a portrait. The Chiluke Dinam Yesh Bezer. This is a big machlokes achronim. The im he tsura boletes b'chol haguf roisha imaraglayim osl d'riakol. There's no question about it. That if you make a statue of an entire person from top to bottom with the feet and the body and the head, according to all opinions, this is osik mashakosav shulchan aruch. That is called a pesel. The ashach according to shulchan aruch and the ashach. The im he tsura boletes chatzi haguf haroish b'loy haguf. Just a bust. Is that what it's called? A bust? Just the head itself. Ladas hashulchan aruch ein iser. There is no prohibition to commission an artist to make the bust of yourself. You want to preserve yourself, it's fine. Anis or Aval. However, even though that's Takah Alim Gardin, Harbe Rishonim Osru Gamazeh. Many Rishonim Machmer Gamazek Masher Kosa BePisach Tshuva BShem Hashem Tziavetz BeDe Machmer BeTzir BeTzeva Al Hakosel Al Haluach Gamkein, and making a picture with ink on a wall. Bitzir bitzeva al hakoysel o al haluach gam kein al pi hashulchan aruch mutter, but to make a picture is mutter. Afilu b'chol haguf v'apidas achreinim amukbolim oschel. Very perversely, he says that it's mutter, but according to the shita of the shulchan aruch, it is 100% permitted to draw the picture of a person, his entire body from top to bottom. There's no prohibition whatsoever. However, the al pi das achreinim v'hamukbolim also gam zek mashakosah b'vischit shuva b'shem hayaros tavash shel tziavitz b'shem avach hamtzir shelo yrotzo l'mich atzvo l'tzir demus t'yuknoi. He did not allow himself to pose for a portrait. Maybe he's referring to a picture, and maybe before his time pictures. Umikar mechidusha harashba. He holds that you shouldn't. That's also forbidden. V'chein b'shut divrei malkiel herich b'inyan mashen espashet ha'eta ha'heter litzaratz malpi photograph. V'saim de'alkoponim lo yasu koyim ashlema. So something that we take for granted today is not so simple. That according to some poskim, to take a picture, to draw a portrait of your entire body from bottom to top, or even to take a picture, someone to take a picture picture of you, and in the picture will appear your feet, your body, and your head. That, according to some Pesachim, is also, it is a violation of Lesas and E.T. You shall not make E.T. the demus of things that are with me, since one of the things that are E.T. with Kodesh Baruch Hu is the demus of a human being. That's one of the things that's called a pesel. That's a pesel, that's the demus. Lesas and E.T. it's a violation of this halacha. We, of course, do not accept this. It's unheard of today to be machmir in such a thing that you can take a picture. You never heard such a thing today. Today with Makel, you can take pictures, and the only prohibition will be in making statues. That's the big problem. Are you allowed to make a full statue? So some amount, when it comes to making a bust, there are grounds to Makel, but to make a full statue in a park, sometimes you see a full statue of a person from the bottom all the way to the top, that would be l'chayra prohibited according to all opinions.
Electronic pictures, you know, selfies, and stuff.
That's for sure, Mutra. That's even less.
Even according to the
Well, where do you really draw the line? I mean, what's called making a picture? It's all a matter of perception. I don't know. Okay, let's go to the halacha base. Halacha gimel. Tabas sheyesh halacha chaysim. Shoot tzura asa. Let's have a ring. And imprinted into the ring is the tzura of Adam. Im chaysa hat tzura boletes asa l'hashaysa. If you have a ring, and there's an image of a person, and the image of a person is boletes, it comes out. It's also to keep it in your possession. The amutu lachto im ba'am imnei shenasa shakua. So you're not allowed... So you're not allowed to possess it, but you're allowed to use it. So I guess that means you're using someone else's, because if you can't own it. Also, he talks about that a little bit later on. But a mutter lachto im b'am imnei shenasa shakua, you allow if it's not yours, and you want to use it to go and press and to use it to make. So since the ring itself is boilate, so when if it's boilate, when you use it, when you seal with it, it's shakua,
it's engraved. It's boilate, so, then it becomes
engraved when you press upon the seal.
The Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about.
So that's why it's mutter, because since when you're using it in a functional way, you're pressing down. The image is pressed. It's not boiled. Vim hoisat sura shekas. What happens? It was the other way around. The ring was a ring where the image is engraved. So now, when you press it against something, you're creating an image that is boiletes, that is embossed. So the im hoisat sura shekas mutu l'hashoisa. You're allowed to own it, but then the trade off is you also lachtan, but you're not allowed to seal with it. The name because shenasa boiletes, because when you use it, you're causing the image that you create to be boiletes. Halacha dalet. Also, lasso space tavnis hechel kashir goyva v'yorchav v'yorchav. You're not allowed to make a model of the Beis Hamikdash that has the same dimensions, the height, length, and width. Achsadra, you're not allowed to make a porch that has the same dimensions as the ulam, that's the chamber before you go into the Kodesh. And the Bayish Rish and the Bayish Sheni. Achsadra tavnis ulam chatsa period. Chotzer tavnis azara. You're not allowed to make a courtyard that has the same dimensions of the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash. Shulchan tavnis shulchan shahaya beis hamikdash minora tavnis minora shahaya beis hamikdash aval oisa shel chamisha kanim oisa shisha oisa shmoin. But you are allowed to make a minora that has 5, 6, or 8. Chanuk of course is 8. That's why it's not a problem. And in most shuls they have what they have. They have 6 over here. They have whatever over here. They took it away. Now they have not. They took it away. The machmir. They took it away, but many shuls have, I think, 6, right? They have,
yeah,
6.
Put a star in a mug and oven
in the center. Okay, every shul, but you're not allowed to have 7. Having 7 is forbidden, because you have 7, you make the demus what's in the Beis Hamikdash.
But it's just a model, it's not the same dimensions.
Not the same dimensions.
Okay, no, it's made in
proportion,
but that's
the same
proportional
is mutter, but not an exact model. Seven lo yasa afilu mishomim nimetachzim different types of metal vafilu shel givim v'chavtarim, even if you make it out of different givim v'chavtarim v'prochim, that's different parts, different parts are put together. It doesn't have to be flat. I feel below givim. I feel even without all of the different,
Somebody has seven kids. The
Laichta. No, so the Laichta doesn't have 7. The Laichta can have 7. But can the Labra?
Yeah.
It doesn't have seven. They don't make seven.
You can make anything you want.
You can make anything you want.
If you have seven kids, you like.
Yeah. But it's not the demus. That's not the demus of what it was.
What I mean, it's not flat. It's kind of circular.
Like a shen like, yeah, I don't know. The afilu beloy givim, the kafim, doesn't have the givim, the cups and the flowers, uprachim, all the different the knobs, the cups and the flowers. It is also the afilu ena begovash shmoina. So tefachim, it's not the height of 18 tefachim. Mishum the kol elu devarim gam b'menorah shebemik. The menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, none of these things were ma'akev. The cups, the knobs, the flowers, and the high was not ma'akev. You just needed the menorah, the basic tzuv, the menorah that held eight, that held seven candles. And that is why they say this is very important halacha. That's why there's a big machlokes Lubavitch menorah. Machlokes, what exactly the shiva of the menorah? You see the Lubavitch, they're very into the V-shaped menorah. And traditionally, Michelangelo has brainwashed us that the menorah is round, it's curved. Today, like in the article Chumash, they show you both. They show you the round and they show you the V-shaped. No one knows. There's a machloek. It's one to the Rambam. Everyone is trying to be medayik in Rashi. You can learn Rashi both ways. Some learn Rashi. Rashi is telling you there's a V-menorah. Some say from you medayik in Rashi, Rashi says that it's a round menorah. The Rambam, there's really no makor. Rambam drew the picture. Did the Rambam really draw that picture? Is that picture really accurate? Was it meant to be a true representation? Was just a basic sketch of what it's supposed to look like? So there really is no, I want to assure on this, there really is no Rai, either way, we have no way of knowing. And it can very well be that in the Chanami, in the different kufas of the Beis HaMikdash, they use both. At some times, they used one that was V, sometimes they used one that is round. In fact, it depends on the metal content. The metal, the gold is very soft. So it's an alderach. The menorah could not survive alderach teva. Alderach teva, if you make a menorah of pure gold, whether you make it as a V menorah or you make it round, it would collapse. There's no way the outer branches can support its weight. It's not shaykh. If it's made from pure gold, what? It had to be a miracle. There's no way the outer two branches, certainly even either other ones, can hold its whole weight. Question is, if you were an engineer and you were trying to, which one has less pressure? Is it less pressure when it's on an angle or as a V, or is there less pressure on the joints when it's circular? So l'chayra, when it's a V, there's less pressure.
Pressure is on the main shaft.
There's less pressure. When it's rounder, it's heavier. There's more pressure when it's rounder. So is that a consideration in taking? So the truth is, the question is, what's the halacha? There is no halacha. That's exactly what it says over here. According to a lot of the places, they say they're both kosher. The menorah is for sure kosher, whether it's a V menorah or it's a round menorah. It doesn't make a difference. And doesn't even have to be made out of gold. It can be made out of any metal, any material. And there's a tradition that the time of the Chash Menoyim, when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, what did they do? The menorah was Tomei. They took their spears. There's such a tradition, it's very hard to find a makar for this. They took their spears and they made a makeshift menorah out of their spears. So there was definitely no knobs, no flowers, no cups, and it's a kosher menorah. Just like it was a kosher menorah, when it comes to the prohibition of replicating the menorah, all of this now becomes a chumrah. It doesn't make a difference if it's not made. It's a V or it's round. There are no knobs, no flowers, no cups. As long as it has the tzura of the menorah of seven branches, the halacha is that it is forbidden. Okay, let's just finish up the two more halachas. We'll go to the two more halacha. Hey, yesh nehagim. Lasois menorah l'shivaneiros v'hainu shisha be'igol, to make six round v'echad be'amsa aval ha'amsa, one in the center aval ha'ari poiskim oishim zos v'yesh l'hachmir b'safik iso deraisa, not to do this halacha vav oisa shemen ha'mishcha k'maisa v'mishcha. You make the shemen ha'mishcha b'mas of mishcha with the same amount of the ingredients and the same weight ha'ma b'tayra chayiv kores u'v'shoigek chayiv chatas v'hush oisa oisa k'dei le he mashech, he uses it to smear this oil on your flesh. If you know what the 11 ingredients are, and you make the same ketores, according to the weight, even you make only two, or you make only like a half of the measure, or a third of the measure, chayiv kares, period. However, also lehislamedba potter, but if you make this only to practice making the keteres, you are potter. Let's go back and see what it says in the previous Halacha Gimel. Tavnis HaMenorah. Bedarkei Tshuva Herich. Befluxus HaChroinim. Iboy Lidmois LeMikdash B'chol HaDvarim. Does it have to be similar to the Mikdash B'chol HaDvarim? In all aspects, in the shtan, the mixas mutter oiler or not. When you want to make a model, what exactly are the rules of making a real model of the Beis Hamikdash? The ayin b'shut here he's talking about the menorah. The ayin b'shut chavol benimim nishal oidais menorah bas shiva konim behi shal or electricy. An electric menorah has exactly 7 eros. Kol sham deikra hadaver the boy she shinui biguf hamenorah atzma. No, it's not enough. It has to be a shinui in the tzur of the atzma. Avol b'mash ein edoyim b'mneishen nasel lechoyer al de. Electric key. Just the fact that you want to suggest that it should be wood because it's not similar, because it's not using oil, it's using electric, that is ein zeh shinui beguf hamenorah atzma ve'asur, and that is invalid. Kehalacha dalid la'asos menorah b'pisach yeshuva on the next page dalid hevi b'shem sefer teferis l'moshe the im nachui asur loy mutar. If a goy made it, you did not make it, that is grounds to be lenient. That's what we said. We've got mentioned before. We would call all the models. Today, you want to go by the models of the solar system models. So they have the sun, the moon, and they have some of the stars, constellations. So that is mutter because you did not make it. The prohibition is for you to make these things. Dolls, as we mentioned, there's really no prohibition to have a doll. The prohibition is for you to make the doll. Once someone else made the doll, American Girl doll, you didn't make it, someone else made it for you, so then there's no prohibition of owning and even buying it. So here as well, he wants to be very wealthy. Okay?
American dolls are rich.
So, but when it comes to the menorah, so someone wants to say, take that same leniency, that as long as you did not make it, it's okay, someone else makes it, you can have it. So I am visit shuva heavy b'shem sefer teferes l'moshe d'im nachri osa l'mutu b'tzmutu v'nichas patin hel l'osa, it's osa, a few lishas, that's like he disagrees. When it comes to the menorah, it's a different prohibition, you not even have it in your possession. V'huva b'dabe darkei tshuva, v'ayin b'shut chavol b'nimim, shetzin l'ritva, the Ran, the before Sham, the Gam Hashia, also even keeping in your possession when it comes to a menorah that has some branches is also. Okay, let's begin a little bit the next halacha. Isser Kosevitz Kakav Kuricha Almes, the prohibition of a tattoo and ripping one's head, pulling out one's hair for a mace. Ksibatara. Uchasavis kakao loy sitni bochem. A tattoo is us today by the goyim. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable what goes on by the goyim. Mahu kasavis kaka. It's a ksav that's etched. Chukah means it's etched and it's shakua. It's under the skin. It's under the skin and does not erase li'olam forever. Zehu hasereit al besaroi. A person makes an etch on his flesh and malim makam hasita b'kol with ink. A bidyoi, different color, blue ink, black, red ink, black ink, or b'shart sivoinim haroishim, which leave an impression. V'chainim tzovei tchila b'tzeva. If you first put a dye, the achakach, first you put the dye and then you make the cut into the skin and then the ink sinks in, it slips in. V'achakach sored b'makam atzvah oiver b'lav. That's also so here's the problem. Ash. Person, it appears in ancient times it was a refuah, the bloodletting, so they would put a certain type of ash upon an open wound, and that would heal the person, but in the process it would cause the flesh to become dark, a permanent darkness. So it's refuah. Afal pish she yishar haroshim, the roshim remains. Ki nam, ki, I don't know what the word is. Kigami makoso yishar. The so what? Kigami makoso yishar haroshim. Even from the wound it will be a roshim. Umaychiach alav shalei asam yishum kasevizkak. It's proving you're not doing it to make a tattoo. It's only for refu. It's mutter, and that's why it's mutter. Certain types of scans. Person that has to go to the hospital, so there's certain types of scans they have to put in dots on the person's body to line up the machines. When they do different treatments, Rahman al-Tzlan treatments, or they do different types of imaging. What? No, they are. I think a lot of them are. So they know the front people they object. The front people are from, they say, can you put us some type of dot, some type of ink that's not permanent? They say, yeah, we can, but it's a big nightmare to go. They don't want, you're going to have to cancel your appointment, this, that. So it's not an issue. It's not an issue. It's mutl. It's mutl. There's no problem because it's not being done l'shem gusav. It's kaka. It's being done l'shem refuah when they do these things today. Ksivit says. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Ksivit says of v'ser nevesh loisidu v'sarchem. Ksivit says loisis goyditu. You're not allowed to make gash in your body over a dead body, and you're not allowed to rip out your hair. V'loisim korcha beinichem lemeis ugedira ugedida usrit achasin. These two words are exactly the same thing. Making a cut in the flesh is the same thing. V'asurim bein b'fnei hameis bein shul b'fnei hameis. Whether you're doing it in the presence of the dead or whether you're doing it not in the presence of the dead, it's usur to do even to bang yourself, even if you don't use an implement, you don't use a knife, you just bang on your flesh until on your body until blood comes out, it's usur. Echad also atzarache. Even if it's not for mace, another tzar, it's also going to be aser. One halach on the bottom. Karcha. What is a karcha? Shetoylish misar roishay al mace. You pull out here a roishay al mace. Afilu b'sara achas. Even one here ikoy sura. V'gam hanashim musaros beval yikarchu mishum shekain mikum shekain beval yisritu. Women have the become kol shekain. Women have the same prohibition. Now they make a bold spot. They're not allowed to gash themselves over the dead. Aleph on the bottom. V'afilu al tzar acher also ayin b'shach. Dim oise kein b'shvil shemes adam gadol a tzaddik umitzar al hatoyra. What a chiddush mutter. V'chos avsham yagos yad shol tiakavon mishum de'ein oise b'shvil nefesh shemes rak al tzar hatoyra. You're not doing it to the loss of the Hashem, doing it to the loss of the Torah. When a person dies, his Torah, his chidushim, his potential that he could have been in l'chadesh is gone, or maybe even when he was in l'chadesh, it's not recorded, it's gone. So the tsar ha-Torah, there is no prohibition. That's an amazing finish to say such a thing. Halacha l'maisa, of course, is usher, and there's just a very nice Jewish on this. That's why we wear tefillin. The parsha, the makar, why do we wear tefillin between on our head? The pasuk says, so if you take the pasuk literally, where should the tefillah should be? On the nose, in between the eyes, or on the forehead, right above the eyes. Where is the makam of the tefillin? Everyone knows it goes much higher up, where hair grows. And how do we know that halacha? We know that halacha from the Gezeirah Shavah. The definition of karcha is in a location where hair grows, and it says the word beinechem by tefillin. Tefillin is where the hair grows. So this is a very, I once heard Dvar Torah, this is a revelation what tefillin really, what is the essence of tefillin. Tefillin are black. Black represents the concept of hester panim. The parashios are hidden. The Shem Hashem are hidden within two compartments. Besides the fact that they're stitched up inside the tefillin, inside the outer compartment, inside the tefillin, the parashios are not just put in the batin. They're first wrapped up. They're completely surrounded by parchment, and then they're put into the tefillin. So it's a double hiddenness to fulfill what it says in the pasuk: "V'anochi haster astir ponai." Hashem conceals Himself. It's hiddenness. And the tefillin are also black, which is the color of darkness. Choshech means hester panim. When you're wearing tefillin, what it really means is you have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in the darkest of times. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding Himself, Yanochi haster aster panai, He's hiding Himself and it's dark, it doesn't matter. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It represents emunah. And that is precisely why the location for the tefillin comes from a pasuk of lo sosimu karcha b'neinechem l'meis by a non-Jew. How does a non-Jew react to death? Go crazy. If you have no emunah in the Kodesh Baruch, if you don't know that the neshama goes on to a better place, to olam ha'emes, death is something which can make a person lose his mind. And indeed, goyim who have no emunah in Kodesh Baruch, how do they deal with death? They cut themselves. They mutilated themselves because you can't deal with death. You can't deal with death. A person is gone. Everything is over. You cut yourself. You rip out your hair. That's how a person who has no emunah reacts to death. How does a Jew react to death? on that same location that the goy is ripping out his hair is where you're putting your faith. Ribbono shel Olam, I know that everything you do is for a good, everything is for toiv. I have emunah in that same location, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin is the response to this halacha here, Kuf Samach Tes. Isik HaSeves Kaka V'Korcha Al Meis. Korcha Al Meis, it's not a halacha that, you know, you look at Shulchan Aruch, it's like, you know, way out there. You don't want to know from this. It's a very practical halacha. Korach al meis, you mekayim korach al meis every single day when you put a pair of tefillin. Because the only reason why you're putting it on your forehead is because of the pasuk of korach al meis. And korach al meis is the way a person who doesn't believe in a Kadosh Baruch Hu reacts to the most difficult thing in this world. The most difficult thing in this world is dealing with death. There's nothing more disturbing, more difficult, and more uncomfortable. Person is apart from all the mitzvahs when he's in the matzah of dealing with death. It's the most difficult thing. And how does the guy deal with it? Meshuga, karcha. How do we deal with it? Tefillin.
Not immediately.
First day you don't wear tefillin. That's the taka. Why? Even a Jew can deal. All ties in, all goes very well. All of the mitzvahs you do. After the mace is buried, you chayv in all the mitzvahs, but not tefillin. Why not tefillin? Because tefillin connects to lo sosimu karcha al beinechem lemeis. Even for us, even for a Jew, we're not malachim. We still recognize there is hester upon him, so we don't put the tefillin on right away. But the second day and the whole year, we wear tefillin because the Torah is giving us a mahalich to deal with death. So this is not a halacha that's way out there. It's a halacha that has practical applications. Okay, we'll stop. We'll take a very short.